Blog Talk
Welcome
Radio.
To the floor. Welcome to the Flow Ministry. Flow stands for First Living Our Way. We give honor and glory to God. We have thanks unto our overseer, Apostle Sharon Green. You have followed this teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4637. We also meet at the telephone at a conference line every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That number is 559-546-1100. And its passcode is 956-755 and the pound sign. If you desire prayer, you may call Mr. Ashley at 772-626-1102. Thanks for listening and hope you will enjoy the word of the Lord. I'm Minister Ashley, and I will be bringing you the word. Let us pray. Eternal and heavenly Father, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this day privilege. We thank you for your guide, protection. We thank you for your love. We thank you for being so kind and merciful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank God for this another privilege in which you have been granted unto us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege. We thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We bless you and praise your name. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that working within us. Hallelujah. We ask prepared that we may be able to receive the word of the Lord and enjoy God's word. May God bless you and bless you really good. In Jesus' name. I just want to talk to you on a little basic of where the word of God is taught. Jesus, who had made it clear within a promise. And we think about a promise in which was given unto us, and the promise that was given unto us according to St. John 14. And the first verse which had said that he is gone to prepare a place. He says, first of all, it said not being prepared, but it said, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Because in my Father's house there are many mansions. And if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. So therefore, we thank God for this day. We thank God for his love, his grace towards us, knowing that God and who is God and what God is, what he promised, and so he will do. All right, let's get into it. And here it says, let not your heart be troubled. For ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there will be maybe also. What a promise. What a wonderful promise He have been given unto us. Glory to God. This promise is so wonderful, having this hope. You know, I was looking at something the other day about what made promise and what promises. Today, what made promise, and it don't seem like it really mean much. Our people don't care of what they said. Or we not actually believe or love each other much or more that we can able to come by and stand by our word. Whatever we said, we mean what we said. Or whatever we do, we don't care. Or something seems to be devalued within the concept of the past or in the way the past generation in which maybe look at it maybe in a different way. But there we have found ourselves a lack of it wherein I have seen, a matter of fact, let's put it that way, we have seen that there is no strength and there is no power and there is no fulfillment of that in which have been promised. But there, we thinking about where will we go, where shall we be if there were not a promise? What hope will we have? And if Jesus were not, as we know, as we were told, or according to a belief that His promise is true, and not only, but He stick by His promise, and so because He stick by His promise, and we know whatever God said He will do, then He will do. Yeah, good God Almighty. So therefore, we so much feel at home. We rely on His word because His word aren't true. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word itself manifest flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld His glory. By the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, that's one thing that we can say. We believe because He said so. And before He said, then He had to make mention who He was. And so He had make mention to say who He was. Then others still didn't understand. Even some of the disciples who were following after Him never actually believed that much. In the sense of who He was, in fact, Jesus said, came to His disciple and called him one day and said to them, "Who the men say that I am? Who you hear? Do you hear anybody say what the talk going around town? What have been said? What have they said about me? Who you think they think that I am?" Good God. And they start to say, well, some say that you're a prophet. Some say you are maybe Elijah return. And some says they think who you are and what of you. And everybody give a different view of what they heard. So after that, they were not about it to say we're going to give up on this. But Jesus asked a question. Jesus asked a question, who do men say that I am? So, if I ask, who do you say that I am? Do you believe? Jesus did never leave them out because I think Jesus wanted to get into that question in indirect and for them to hear what they think or what they believe. Or what the maybe he knew that the manifestation of the revelation would have come through, and so therefore he asks, and Peter get up and ask a question, say the word as he asked the question to fulfill what he believed. Now you're gonna say what you believe because what in you will come out, but the manifestation. Peter said, "Well, I believe that you are the Son of God, the living God." And you are the Christ. Yeah, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he says, well, what you say did not come from you, flesh nor blood could not reveal this. So the revelation that you have been received is from the Father. Yes. So therefore, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, the reason why I get there is because to mention the promise, and what he has said there, that so much of us don't believe who he was or who he is, and even then, don't we even know who he was. So therefore, you say, gone to place a place, to prepare us a place. And we think about preparing us a place. Where is that place and how that place come about and what you talk about? It says, in my Father's house, let's go on further. It says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there he may be also. And whither I go, he know. And the way, he know. Now, we have somebody there, one of the disciples, may not feel to justify about that, but so he have a question. Maybe right, he put his hands up and said, well, I have a question. Yeah, and his name is Thomas. Said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What strikes me right there is that he is. And if we get on, according to St. John 3 and 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And if we get on further, we're talking about the gift, because the gift that given is everlasting life, and whose everlasting life is Jesus Christ. And if we believe according to the promise that he had, we're going to believe that we have received it. And wherever he go, we will be with him also. So also he says, well, whosoever bring that gift, maybe I'm too fast at that, where the gift that given, we can remember that part that was saying, the gift of God, eternal life. And Jesus is eternal life. And he is the gift that given unto us. So if Jesus is the gift that given unto us, who bring us that gift? That gift that given unto us, who bring that gift? Now, I look at it and say, if somebody going to bring you a gift, if you receive a gift, then you must receive it from somebody. So who gave the gift? So if the person who gave the gift was there too, and supposed to be there as well. So when he came, I don't believe, came by himself. That gift was by himself. So he came. He came. So therefore, he came with the Father who came with the gift, gave us the gift. For I said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's about belief. So if you believe that he gone to prepare a place, and so be it, it will be. That he gone, you believe, so he will come again and receive you. And to himself, that where I am, he said, we will be there also. Glory to God. So the Father, rather say, if we get on and further on, and says, and as Thomas asked the question, and Jesus gave it to him, say, I am. And Jesus answered, I am the way. So therefore, it's not what asks you, I'm going, and so therefore, I am the way. So don't you worry about it. If you know me and following me, you shall not lose. You'll find your way because you are with me, and I will show you the way. So I've gone to prepare that place. So the way as I've already, because I am. He said, and he taught them the way because he is the way. So if he had known me, he should have known my Father also. And from Aaron's forth, he known him and have seen him. Get back to that. Got a gift of God, hallelujah, that we have been received. And not only with the gift, but the promise that's given to us. That given unto us, we can understand that the gift not only just come, has it come, but also for us to understand what it is. The gift is all about and where it came from. Because it says, if you see me, and so therefore, we're going to get down to that part of it. But it says, henceforth you will know, you see me, you will know him. So Philip said unto him as he reached that point, he said, Lord, show us the Father. Says us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and thou not know me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and hath says thou art. So then, show us the Father. Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. So he that dwell in him does the work. So we talk about that gift earlier, and that gift in which what bring that gift is he who would bring him, because if it's a gift, then we shall receive him, and it must be bring that gift by someone. And there we want to demonstrate the word, the place that they understand. Look, the word that I speak, he says the word, let's go on that again, say that Philip, he says, this he that hath seen me art seen the Father. And thou sayest thou then, show us the Father. Believe thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. So we get up, says, the word that I speak unto you, I speak it not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. So, as somebody asked a question, how is that he dwells? Or who bring the gift? Bring that part out and to show you exactly how that gift comes about, or who bring the gift. But there he said, whatever word I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwelleth in me, the word in which dwell in me. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. So the word, he said, the question asked, where are you going? where are you going? And the question is, where are we going? Where I'm going, I've gone to prepare a place. You want to know where. You may not know now. You will not hear now. You may not understand if I even gave it to you. But as much as I can give it to you, there are so many following Christ and still have questions in which they want to know who, because they don't have that relationship. The relationship is what counts. You want to know who he is. To be you don't have the people following after and don't know who or heard about it. Some going places and said, well, I'm going to worship. And we're going to worship, and they know not what they worship. And he was saying with the question at the well, yes, when he said, well, you don't know what. You say, with your father, worship and worship not. Know not what they worship, but the time will come. Glory to God. But let I tell you, and let I say, according to what it been explained here, that he said, I am, believe the word, that he is the word. The word that given, the word that he taught, that he is. The word that was given, he is. The word is powerful. The word is awesome. And he is powerful and he is awesome. What a mighty God we serve. What a glorious God. What a powerful God. What an awesome, awesome God. We praise him because he's worthy. He's not only came because, and he not only made the promise because he wanted just made the promise. Because he knew that we knew that he is, yes, and he could not have made the promise and let it be true or be sure, because it says, the way I am the way. So listen, you don't have to worry to say where although I say I've gone prepare, you want to know where I am going. But if you know me, you know the way, because I will make the word that was given, the word that was given, he was the word. And the word that dwell in us, that sees the way. So therefore, the way is that in which we could able to sit, that we may able to come out, that we may able to rejoice, that we may come from the darkness and to walk into the marvelous light. So therefore we are, and we is the way. Yes, so he is the way, the truth, and the life. So no man, no girl, no boy, no poor, no rich, anybody, anyone that believes, and anyone that knows that I am, as he said, as you follow me, or so, because I am the way. Now, you cannot follow and not following closely. So therefore, as he said, I am the way. And if you want to follow up to know the way, you got to come close. There is a close relationship. There will be a close fellowship that you may able to follow. So you follow closely, you may able to get through. Good God. So because if you, it's like following somebody or driving, following someone, and if somebody run that red light and you have to wait for the green, then I want to tell you may have problem to catch up with the other person. But one good thing that Jesus will never run a red light, because there's no light to run. And if you follow him, if you are a follower, you will follow. And you will never last track. You will never last sight. He will not allow you to. If you focus and keep your eyes on Jesus. Yes, even when the tidal waves of life, yes, the sea of life been roughed at times, and we don't know where to go. We climb, and we seem like we fall. Lord, we run, and we're weary. Lord, we walk and faint. But therefore, if we do not, then we will able to follow. We will able to stand. We may able to rise above, because he is the light, the way, the way. Say, I am the way. He paved the way for us. He is the way. If you are going some way and don't know the way, he said, I am the way. If you know me, then you will know the way. Because if you see the way, follow the way, I am the way. You see me, you're on the way. You're following me, you're on the way. Yes, hallelujah. You get on the way because he is the way. He is the glorious way. He is the powerful way. He is the mighty and everlasting God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, our God. He is able to bring us and show us the path. Regardless where we go, regardless who we are, or where we come from, where we may stand, and if we stand and fall in place, rocks or sinking sand, then I want you to say you want to leave from sinking sand to a solid foundation, because he is a solid foundation. He is the rock of all ages. He is the power God. Is the rock of my salvation. Is the mighty God. Yes, Lord, he is the bridge over troubled waters. And so he will bridge you whatever bridge that needed to be bridged. I tell you, he will fix whatever needed to be fixed because he's a fixer. Not only say he's the way, but therefore he says, I gone to prepare you. And so because have in that hope, and say, he that have this hope, let him purify himself as the Lord has pure. So therefore, yes, my brethren, yes, my loved one, yes, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, because he is the way. He is the way, and there he will never leave you, and he promised. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will not lead you in any other places that where you have to go. Yes, he is. He is the one. He is the only one. He is the rock. Yes, he is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the truth. He is the life. Yes, if you want life, he have life. Truth, he is the truth. Yes, the everlasting God, the Prince of Peace, the glorious and powerful. You want peace? He said, peace I leave with you, and peace I gave you. And so, yes, as it says, you are, you got it, because I am. I am the peace, because he is. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the first of your alphabet and the last of your alphabet. Yes, yes. So, therefore, he still remains the same. God is with us as he is, as he declare, and the angel declare that he shall come, and a son shall give him. We thank God for giving us his son, Jesus Christ, that he shed his blood on Calvary to save a wretch like unto us. We thank God for it. We thank God for the most, for the powerful and most high God, the wonderful name of Jesus, the name that above every name, the name that solved all problems. We bless you. We praise the wonderful name of the Lord. Right now, I just want to say I got to go, and the time is up. May God bless you real good. And tell you next week, Mr. Asher, say goodbye until next week, same time, same place. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.